keeping you well. It's Health Call on Fort Wayne's Morning News.
This week's update brought to you by Fort Wayne Medical Oncology and Hematology. FWMOH brings experienced oncologists to 13 hometowns around Northeast Indiana and Hicksville, Ohio. That means treatment is available close to home. Cancer won't wait, and neither should you. Visit FWMOH.com to learn more. Let's go ahead and welcome our Health Call correspondent, Lee Kelso, joining us live right now with a background on why COVID was able to take the life of General Colin Powell. Lee, I mean, COVID is obviously in the headlines right now, but it was really something else that put him at risk, right?
Yeah, it was, Kayla. And that something else is a form of cancer called multiple myeloma. So that's cancer of white blood cells called plasma cells. Now, their primary job is to make antibodies that recognize and attack germs. General Powell had been fully vaxxed, but his cancer left him with a severely weakened immune system. So, yes, COVID was what overwhelmed him. But, you know, you can't really say that his death raises doubts about the vaccine. And I have heard some people saying that. And, you know, it's just not valid in this case.
I'm not familiar with this kind of cancer, and I suspect most people aren't. Can you kind of give us the facts about it?
Yeah, real quick, here's a rundown. Plasma cells, they're made in your bone marrow, along with red blood cells and some other blood components. Cancer causes these cells just to take off and grow uncontrollably, and the plasma cells then crowd out all the other cells, and that causes lots of vague symptoms until it's diagnosed. In this case, leukopenia was the main problem, and that's a shortage of cells that fight infection.
Did his military service, you know, and some of the things that he deals with in the military put General Powell at greater risk?
Yeah, good question. I think a lot of vets are wondering about that. Chemical exposures are a risk factor, and the VA does have special disability benefits for those with multiple myeloma who are exposed to Agent Orange in Vietnam. Powell did two tours there, but, you know, he was an officer and not out in the field, not all that heavily exposed. So the bigger risk factor probably is that African Americans have twice the risk to start out with. Also, if you carry too much weight and you're older, those are risk factors. Most people are diagnosed after age 65, and of course, Powell was 84.
There's some other news regarding cancer, if you will, from the FDA, but the news is in terms of breast cancer and treating breast cancer. And to me, Lee, it kind of sounds like good news.
Yeah, I think it is, too. It's good news. If you have hormone receptor positive and HER2 cancers, that's about 70% of all cases. So this touches lots of women. There's a drug called Verzenio. It's been approved only for patients with stage 4 cancer up to now. That's cancer that already had spread. But last week, the FDA changed and approved it for patients with early stage cancer who are at high risk for reoccurrence. So women who took Verzenio twice a day had a 7% better chance of staying disease-free for 3 years after surgery. So not earth-shattering, 7% is not huge, but hey, you know, I would take that any day, right?
Yeah.
It's an expensive drug, but Dr. Sadig from Fort Wayne Medical Oncology told me they are excited about the hope it offers to patients with breast cancer, and they consider it a welcome advance in care. They will be including it in their treatment plans very soon.
Outstanding. Lee, as always, thanks for joining us. You can catch Lee on the Health Call Live Radio Hour every Saturday at 9 a.m. right here on WoWo. This week's update brought to you by Fort Wayne Medical Oncology and Hematology. When cancer touches your family, see an FWMOH oncologist within days of your first call. Cancer won't wait, so nor should you. Visit FWMOH.com for details. No referral is necessary.
Health Call every Tuesday on WoWo and online at healthcall.live.
Podcasts by Federated Media.